I think John's right.
I do believe that there are a lot of commonalities between what Democrats and what Republicans want. Tight pussy, loose shoes, and a warm place to shit.
China is taking prisons and they are retrofitting them into automobile producing factories. So what you're doing is you're taking an A guy and you're putting him in a cell and you're saying go to sleep while the B guy produces vehicles. And then B guy, go into your cell and crash for a bit while A guy comes in here and produces vehicles. Why would that ever happen in any place you can ever imagine? This is not what we would like to see people in the world dealing with. People don't want to deal with that. We're not talking about prisoners. We're talking about regular, everyday people. We're not talking about prisoners. We're talking about people.
If you got 4 billion people in your country, you're going to have to do something to keep them from reproducing because you got no food. You got to keep them working.
They're already reproducing. The people of China are not allowed to have more than 2 children to begin with.
Never
said. What are you talking about?
I did not say China was a perfect country. I said that the fact is that they produce more economically. They're in a better place than we are.
Well, because yeah, of course,
because they have more people to run their manufacturing.
Well, with slave labor, of course you could do that, John.
Okay.
I don't understand. We're talking about having people have good jobs, well-paying jobs, not jobs where you have to live in cell block A and you have to report on the night shift.
Yeah, because China doesn't have unemployment, do they?
Well, they probably don't because they're a communist country.
You know why? Because you got to pull your weight in a communist country. If you don't pull your weight, you are dead weight is what you are.
Exactly. But that doesn't mean people have to starve. I'd like to think that we as people have advanced further along than saying, fuck you if you can't pull your
weight. We have. China hasn't.
Yeah, but
China has a right to run their government the way they choose to, don't they?
And if we could have all the knowledge we have right now, Democrat, Republican, if we could go back and have all that stuff, and we could go back and have Bernie versus Hillary, I'm telling you right now, Bernie Sanders is the absolute best we could have for America today.
He'd have a much better opportunity to win than Hillary does.
I don't even think it's an opportunity. This is
Hillary. Hillary does not have a chance to win.
No, Hillary's going to win.
Oh, my dad's voting for her. He died in March.
On that, right?
Right. But all right. But let's also look at this. 40% of the country vote, and probably 40% of the country are too stupid to be allowed to vote.
See, and that's such a Republican view on things.
Oh, okay.
Because there are
Let's just take boomers as a little petri dish. How many of those people do you want to decide how our country goes that are in boomers on a given night?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to think that.
Brett Poole. Well, the Republicans do have an opinion, and most of it is, I'm going to use myself, even though I'm not that successful. There are plenty of Republican people. I am a semi-middle class dude. I'm not rich. I haven't done anything famous.
Semi.
But everything I've done, I did by myself. Nobody gave me anything.
Absolutely.
Okay. Why can't everyone else do that? Why can't why does the Democratic Party teach black families, underprivileged families, that they cannot do it without the help of the government?
And why haven't the Republicans done the same thing?
Because the Republicans believe that the American dream is for you to pull yourself up by your bootstrings and do it.
But if you are getting a lower class citizen.
I don't believe education. They are lower class citizens.
No, if you're not funding the
schools,
the schools.
I agree. The schools should all be funded equally.
I'm a union employee.
I know.
And I don't have to pay for health insurance.
You work for the man.
Because, yeah. But I fight every day against that motherfucker.
I guess what? I have to, my health insurance is $8 a week.
Right.
Because my company provides health insurance for the
man. And that's the way it should be, right?
But that is...
That's socialism.
That is the contract... That I signed with my company when I started there.
Because you had bargaining, right?
That's correct. Because you bargained. They wanted me to come and work for them.
I
got insurance and I got a company vehicle as part of me coming to work for them.
Absolutely.
And I got a salary that was above anyone else of my stature at that, because my value was greater than anyone else that worked for them at my level.
Absolutely. And I can guarantee you.
And you know what that's called? That's called the Republican free trade.
No, what that's called is unionism.
It's not unionism. I'm not a part of a union.
Get the hell out.
I'm not in a union.
Care.
A one-man union?
Yeah, absolutely. No, because the union that I worked for gave you the ability to bargain for that.
That is dog shit. Your union has done nothing for me except for drive up the cost of my vehicles.
That is bullshit. I can assure you that it's not because of union wages.
You're trying
to make it sound like union wages
have to make
driven
it sound
the prices
like,
up.
You're trying to make it sound like the unions had nothing to do with increasing the cost of everything else.
Because
the trucking unions,
because I
the
can tell
car
you right
unions,
now,
they that, all, the trucking unions made the cost of everything that we buy and sell in the United States
no,
go up.
That
because
is negative.
It costs more negative. To send it across country because you had to pay negative. Union wages.
Okay, so right now we're in an economy of stale wages, right?
I would say yes.
Yeah. Your wages haven't gone up. My wages haven't gone up. We are on a plateau.
Why?
Because of greedy owners.
Why is it that the Democrats always point the finger at the person who assumes all the risk, all the financial risk?
You didn't invent the vehicle. The guy didn't invent the vehicle. The vehicle has been invented for a long time.
Who bought all the trucks that are on the road that are running the cars from here or there?
You and me.
No, the company did.
Bullshit. The guy that buys the vehicle is you and me.
I didn't buy a vehicle.
You and me are getting fucked. The cost of union labor for a well-made vehicle is about 4%. It's 4%, people. 4%. Do you know who's making the rest of that money? That CEO who is making $100 million a year just sitting back in an office saying, hey, let's put Bluetooth in this motherfucker. It's going to be fucking awesome. You'll buy it. Enjoy it.
You mean the person who negotiated a contract that allows him to sit in the office and make that $100 million and decide if it has Bluetooth in it. He negotiated a contract with the union or with the car company for that position. He didn't just, it wasn't an entry level position where he just walked in and said, I'm the best guy. No, they headhunted him because he was successful in something else.
So he should make $100 million.
If that's what the company says he's worth.
That's the thing, is that this $100 million a year guy is sitting on the board of whatchamacallit, HBO TV. He's sitting on the board a fucking Home Depot. And so when things get fucked up in their company, they say, hey, it sucks for you. Sorry that your company fucked up, but here's a golden parachute. Here's $100 million. Sorry for your bad luck, but hey, take care of us on your way down.
Is the company showing a profit?
Fuck yeah, we're showing a profit.
His job as a businessman is to make company's money.
And where we're at today is that these guys lie to us every day saying,
Do you have an option to quit?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can say, my contract sucks, I quit. If you don't want to work for that.
But John, this is what happens, is that they're going to take my job and they're going to move it to Mexico.
And that's where Donald Trump has got the edge, because Donald Trump wants to start charging other nations tariffs for bringing their products in. Because we don't do that now. They bring it in for free and they charge us when we send our products to them.
And I'm going to absolutely 100% agree with you on that.
And we should tax the shit out of companies that send their shit overseas. You tax your parts out and you tax the shit coming back in.
What have we learned about Hillary in the WikiLeaks report?
Hey, some of that is coming from, whether we want to believe it or not, the Russians.
Okay.
The world's worst.
Very convenient. How can you, in good conscience, knowing what you know after the WikiLeaks email, after they've downloaded everything except for the 33,000 that they couldn't get, how can you vote for this woman in clear conscience?
Well, because I want to grab that pussy. I mean, that's all there is to it. I want to grab that pussy.
We are out.
Okay.
Number one pussy I want to see Trump grab, Caitlyn Jenner.
Just to see if it's
I just want to see if he turns back into the world's greatest athlete.
Yeah. Truth is, if I can get 50 follows on the MATTHOMASON Twitter follow, I will show you one sexy motherfucker in a dress.
Okay, so speaking of costumes, we'll all kind of go around the circle here. What is the top five sexy costumes for hot chicks? Not just, you know, chicks trying to look sexy. We'll start with John. What's the
What would you like to see a hot chick in? The slutty nurse.
Really?
I've got a thing for nurses' outfits and fishnet stockings and chokers. Anything with a choker, the vampire girls or whatever with the chokers.
That's your thing?
Yeah, I'll choke them.
Matt, what would you like to see a hot chick dressed as for Halloween?
Well, you know, being the liberal that I am, I would probably like a slutty Muslim.
With Halloween coming up, obviously, Jeffrey Dahmer did some bad shit with his cannibalism. Is there, and, you know, we all know the story of Jeffrey Dahmer. There was other cannibals.
Bob Burdella. Yeah,
that's right. Burdella, that's a mob thing. Right?
He raped, tortured, and killed at least six men between 1984 and 1987.
No joke.
Yeah. He worked in a store right there on freaking Westport Road, a little occult head shop. He did a lot of psilocybin mushrooms.
Oh, get the fuck out. Don't be trying to pull that bullshit on me.
He opened up his mind.
Yeah. He opened it up to eating men.
I know.
He worked for the Ford Motor Company, too. His dad was a die setter.
There's Anthony Morley, who is ex-Mr. Gay UK.
At the age of 19, he was arrested for possession of LSD and marijuana. So,
Yeah.
Bob's Bazaar is what it was called on.
Oh, no joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
He became open about being gay. He had a brief relationship with a Vietnam vet, then he began spending time with male hoes.
So, that being said, is there three people, places, or things you'd like to see?
Jeffrey Dahmer. Number one. Charles Manson.
Yeah. No, are you not a Charles Manson guy?
Nah, I think he was. I think it's funny, and not in the ha-ha kind of way, that a guy who never killed anyone is in jail for talking other people into murdering people.
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of take away the responsibility of people for their own actions?
Anybody else?
Hillary Clinton. Things we want. Who you want Jeffrey Dahmer to eat?
Dahmer to eat?
Yeah, who, I said Charles Manson and Hillary Clinton so far.
Yeah, that's huge.
Then, like, just to see if he could finish it, like a man versus food thing, Butterbean.
Butterbean.
Yeah.
Mike Whitehead. Yeah, well, Butterbean. I know, sort of subject, you know, he just got out of jail for rape. Whitehead did? Yeah.
Chelsea.
He got accused. He got out. He did 3 years for rape.
I mean,
oh, can't even immediately go to the phone. I was shocked too.
Hey, the truth is, if you want to roll around on a horse with your shirt off, I mean, are you a man's man? Or are you a bitch?
If you're going to practice Sambo on a weekly basis, I'm not going to say he does it every day.
Yeah.
That man, he fights, yeah. He shoots, he drinks, and... In what way is he not a man's man?
Well, okay, so, you know, compared to our leaders, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, fuck yeah, because we won't put up with our fucking leaders rolling around on a fucking horse with their shirt off.
Well, half the time...
I don't give a fuck what you look like, dude.
We continue to elect 70-year-old men.
Yeah, because you're fucking, what, GSP or Sarah... Or who's the dude from the fucking Missouri Valley? The fucking stacked up motherfucker.
What, Lashley?
Yeah, Lashley. If you're rolling around on a fucking horse with your shirt on, we're Americans. We're going to say, dude, you're fucking kidding me. You look, I mean, hey, yeah, you're stacked, but you're still a stupid bitch.
When he was running for president of Russia, he wasn't doing that. He was firing M60 machine guns and... doing stuff.
Yeah. Like this joke. Hey, like this joke of a motherfucker in Missouri that's trying to run for fucking, what, Congress, Senate, or whatever. I got fucking guns. I'm gonna fucking shoot shit up. Watch me. You fucking, when I was in Iraq, I blew shit up. I'm a fucking man. And hey, and that wasn't big enough. So next time, I'm bringing my nukes out. I got nukes. Look at me. Boom. Countries are gone. And I'm the man. I got shit happening.
We will go to Tyson Fury, who, just real quick, if you don't know who Tyson Fury is, he is the heavyweight champion in boxing. And... he beat Vladimir Klitschko, who had a long reign, and he beat him by decision as 12 three-minute rounds. I would probably rather have 12 three-minute rounds of waterboarding than have to watch that again. But Tyson Fury had kind of an interesting background. He was a gypsy.
Tramp and thief?
He... you know, obviously his family traveled around to places. His dad actually boxed, you know, pugilism, whatever, for money. And he ended up, and he still has an undefeated record, and he beat Vladimir Klitschko, which he wasn't supposed to, really, odds-wise. And he became the heavyweight champ. They were supposed to have a rematch. Klitschko had a calf injury. And then lately, when they were going to reschedule it, he tested positive for cocaine, and also he wasn't fit to fight by a psychologist. And a lot of people around him has kind of been leaking information saying that he would rather just not lose and kind of, you know, fade into the...
I don't know. I think... deciding you don't want to fight Ivan Klitschko again is probably the most sane thing he's done.
Yeah, you know, Klitschko was dominant in that division for a long time. Klitschko fucks Hayden Panettiere.
He got complacent though.
He did, because he was dominant for so long. He didn't think a bum like Tyson Fury would beat him, and then when he did, it's one of those things. Tyson Fury's, he's an odd guy, man. And if you just look him up, he has a lot of views against homosexuals, transgenders. He's I guess he's not progressive like some people, so to speak, right?
All right.
Tyson Fury. But don't you think it's kind of weird to think people think he's taking cocaine on purpose to not have to fight Klitschko? That's a little weird. No, I mean, do you think he just doesn't want to lose? That's it. He's just going to start snorting bumps. And he's going to start getting rails.
I think he got a big payday and decided to why not party it up.
Okay, so a little cocaine is not exactly.
It's the candy.
It is candy for the fighters. And to end this podcast,
it's a performance enhancing drug.
Right. Because, you know, you'll be charged up. So let's end this podcast on a fucking good note.
God damn it. That scared me. Little pee came out.
Let's do top crackhead combat fighters. Johnny?
All right. Well, I have a top 10, actually.
Go for it.
My top 10 crackhead fighter starts with number 10, Matt Brown.
Is he?
Recovering heroin addict who found fighting after to keep himself clean.
Yeah.
Supposedly, a funny story about that is when he got hired by the UFC,
uh-huh.
he went into a bar and he ordered a drink.
Uh-huh.
Woke up 4 days later in Iowa with no pants. Supposedly, God's honest truth. And that's why he doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah. Well, hey, bartender.
Number 9, Court McGee.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a coke, heroin, meth guy.
Absolutely.
The Trilogy of Evil.
Yep. He couldn't just pick one.
No. He didn't like his teeth at all. Number 8, Melvin Guillard. He was like a really big smeller of cocaine. Turned his hair white.
For a little bit.
For a while. Rico Rodriguez, another
long
cokehead.
Absolutely, yeah. He was on top of the world for a little bit, and then...
Then he ran out of coke.
He did.
Number 6, James Irvin.
Yeah. The Sandman.
Killer dude.
The Sandman.
Yeah, once he quit taking the fucking Oxycontins, then guess what? He's like 1-2 and then couldn't get a fight anymore.
Mr. Sandman.
Number 5, one of my favorites, Chemo.
Yeah.
Big meth guy.
Man,
you have to do a lot of meth to get that cross put on the back like that.
Well, you know what I remember at Chemo is when he got his ponytail pulled and just beating the shit out of him? All right.
I liked him when he wrestled, when he fought Royce Gracie for like 46 minutes.
Yeah, that's the one where he got his hair pulled and just beat the fuck out of him.
Finally gave up.
Yeah.
Number 4, Tony Tubbs.
Oh, okay.
WBA heavyweight champion from 85 and 86. Went on a coke binge. Then came back to lose to a young Mike Tyson and a young Riddick Bowe. Number 3, Tyson Fury, because that's the douchebag of the day.
Relevant.
And number 2, Johnny Tapia.
Tapia.
WBO super flyweight. They did a 30 for 30 did a movie on him. That's supposed to be really good. He was the super flyweight champion from 95 to 2000.
No, he was a bad motherfucker.
And then he was out. He was out for 3 years because he liked the smell of cocaine more than money.
Yeah, you know, he liked addiction, yeah.
Yeah.
I like...
And then number 1, of course, our pregnant bashing John Jones.
John Jones, baby.
Oh, you love that elbow and that cocaine. I love driving little scooter cars on the... shit. I'm going to throw that front elbow and snort a line on the back, baby. Woo! As long as your name ain't Daniel Cormier.
I personally like Bling Bling. He is a YouTube sensation. Bling Bling, crackhead.
I thought that was one of the pandas.
No, he was pretty famous for pulling out a tooth with a pair of pliers. Bling Bling.
I've done that.
Yep. And
one time I took a metal file, really, and filed one of my teeth off. because it was cutting inside of my mouth.
And then Bum Bites, Harlem Shankin. He's kind of a big deal out there in the YouTube deal.
And the Hobo Wars?
That's the guy. He ran himself into a Taco Bell sign, I believe.
This is badger hair. Yeah.
I got a Taco Bell story, I mean, too. One time in about 1986, we had a crew that was out throwing around. I threw a guy, me and two other guys, threw a guy up on the roof of Taco Bell and let him off till he climbed up and rang the ceramic bell.
So, sort of a prerequisite for bum hunters.
I was also, in fact, snorting cocaine at that time.
Oh, and why wouldn't you be?
Off of a girl's ass.
Yeah.
That was about the time Jim was born.
Well.
April of.
He's your son.
85, April 85.
He is your son.
The 29th is one of the greatest days of my life.
I think I'm pretty good, and it's time for me to go home.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun conversations now instead of...
What okay the fuck say, hey, are you talking about?
Hey, B-Pool, the B, B-double-E, can't be here, but we're going to go on your Facebook post, motherfucker.
What okay the fuck say, hey, are you talking about?
Hey, he says, we know the GOP is trying to make Hillary out as the worst ever, but this just is not going to fly.
What okay the fuck say, hey, are you talking about?
Welcome to the cesspool, bitch.
If I could turn back time.
If I could find my way.
I got all night.
I'm pretty fucked up. It's Mike's apple pie.
Appreciate it.
I drink that much a fucking week. I drink that much a week.
Maybe you should stop drinking.
Where we're heading as the United States of...
What okay the fuck hey, are you talking about?
I'm Jay Foss for the Cesspool Podcast, and if you want a little bit of everything like MMA talk, pro wrestling talk, beer and movie reviews plus music spotlights where artists are interviewed and stories are told, the Cesspool is for you. Cesspoolpodcast.libsyn.com. That's cesspoolpodcast.libsyn.com. Tune in.